QST with the widest variety of music for the Shoalhaven and Highlands. Adam Straney with you this morning, filling in for Stretto. But you know what? One man who I wanted to catch up with, old mate of mine, Peter Sutton. He's a social media sociologist, knows all about workplace culture and communication, and he certainly knows all about, as I've mentioned, social media, gaming, the effects of gaming on kids. At the moment, there's this massive game that my son plays called Fortnite. Not quite addicted to it, but it is the latest craze that is going around the world. And there has been a panic from lots of mums and dads. Oh, my God, what are we going to do with our kids? Talk more about it, Peter Sutton. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks, Adam. Good morning, and good morning to you and all the listeners, mate.
Peter, there has been a bit of a reaction to Fortnite. It's an online, for those that don't know, it's a free game to play. It's like a bit of a battle royale where everybody around the world plays against one another. There's a fair bit of, I wouldn't say there's a fair bit of violence, but it's cartoony violence, right?
Yeah, look, it does have a violent basis, the game. And I think it's important to understand, you know, when our kids and teens are engaging in gaming, there's always some pros and cons in and around that. Like you, my two teenage boys are avid players of it. And when you sit and watch, you can see these pros and cons in action. You know, that it is a great way to connect with friends and participate in a team culture, be that online, around a common goal, even though it does have a violent basis.
The pros for these kids is that there is that social aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the strengths of the game is that kids can actually talk to one another. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we put some limits. We have a general limit in our household that, you know, if you want to talk to people online, then we say, you know, the people that you are close to in real life are the people that you can connect with online. So what we're trying to do is to kind of extend that face-to-face relationship into an online relationship and then vice versa, and show that, you know, that can be really, really solid. So in this, you know, it's a tiered level game like most of them. There are rewards. I suppose one of the things they do need to watch out for is you can spend money in this game to individualise yourself and go up levels. They call it V-Bucks. So as long as you're aware of, you know, whether you are going to allow a spend or not in that game, you know, there are things for you to also consider. That idea of, you know, trying to work towards a common goal, even though it be, you know, around a Hunger Games type theme. But there are some real strengths. And when you do sit and hear the conversation and even as an adult participate in the game or get an idea of the game, you can actually see that it's not perhaps as threatening as you know, some of the negative media that is coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I want to ask Peter, I've had two goes of this game. I've lasted around about 55 seconds with my son killing himself laughing at me going, oh, Dad, you're hopeless at this game. How well have you done in Fortnite, Peter?
I'm horrific at any gaming. I go in there and it's like I've kind of been in a virtual reality. It's been my head out. It's terrible. I'm a terrible gamer. And like you, my boys are highly entertained at how dysfunctional I am with those, you know, motor skills that I just can't get.
Yeah.
Look, terrible.
If you want to learn more, then seriously, hit Peter up on Twitter, KMC sociologist. And of course, what's the website, Peter?
www.kaiming.net.au.
Yeah, of course, that one again, www.kaiming, which is kaiming.net.au. That's kaiming.net.au. He's got so many great tips for parents and also for the kids in terms of social media and how you can help your kids out on social media. We don't want them to not be involved. We want them to be involved and have a good time, but he certainly talks about the positive side of social media rather than that negative side that everybody continues to talk about. This is Adam Straney this morning, filling in for Stretto. All thanks to